Tuesday night or L'chav Sivan. In being motzi others, which we do basically over bread, by the meals on Shabbos, so you say Bershus. The minig is to say Bershus. Now, who has to ask Rishus? So, really, when the Balabayas is the one making the bracha, which, let's say, is normally the case, there really is no need to say Bershus, because he's the one that's supposed to be making the bracha, Balabayas Mavarech. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Ramah actually says it, that it's a sign of anova, humility, to say Bershus, even if you don't have to, as if you're giving the cover to the other people that are there. That's L'chora. I always felt that's if there's guests there, but if there's no one there but your B'nai Bayis, I'm not sure that there's an Inyan to show that Anova L'gabi the B'nai Bayis. He's the Malabayis of the B'nai Bayis. Others, you show humility, that as if they should make the bracha, but not to the B'nai Bayis. But I never really saw a makor to say that chilek, and I asked around my friends, fellow rabbis, they all say Bershus, even if there's no guests there, just family there, they say Bershus. Actually, the Maisa Rab, which is the Gra, he says that the Balabai should not say Bershus. He says it's actually a hefsek, because since he doesn't have to say Bershus, so saying Bershus constitutes a hefsek. But like I said, that's the Maisa Rav, and if you're going to go with that, then you have to follow the Maisa Rav in everything, not just in this. So the Maisa Bershus is a good thing to say, apparently. Okay, Chavis Haldavis, learning Shara Precious, and he says there's two types of Precious: one that's necessary for the world as a whole, and one that's specifically for Jews, for B'nai Torah, Balei Torah, people who follow the Torah. He says, V'aprishus haklolosi, the general precious that's necessary for the whole world, the idea of self-control, the idea of abstaining from something that you want to do, that you'd like to do, that you would enjoy doing, but you don't just do everything you want to do. Shematarasa, the purpose of the general precious that the whole world needs, he mentioned before even Balei Chayim needed, L'tikun gufosenu. This is something that's necessary for inyonim gashmiim. V'sadirus matzovenu. You need it just to be able to live a normal life in gashmius even. K'gon halholos hamalachim, that's the laws of a country. It's for the sidur of society. So this, you can't do this. You can't just do whatever you want. You have to follow the rules, the laws, and that makes society and life livable for everybody. Panhagas hamadinos, v'nil harofim, what doctors recommend as habriim, both for healthy people, right? This is healthy, this food's not healthy, this you should eat this much of, you should make sure to get enough of this food. These are all exercises in self-control. The cedar of life. V'hacholim, and of course, the rofim telling cholim what they can eat and what they can't eat. Banhogas kolbal seichel, and really every person with just intelligence, esnapsho berisun ta'avoso, he has to rein in his muzzle, his taivus, b'machol, u'b'mishteh, u'b'tashmish, u'b'malbush, u'b'dibur, everything. You can't just limitlessly do whatever you want. Every bal seichel should understand that. His life would quickly degenerate into a mess. So Poshut for Gashmiel sticker reasons to have a pleasant, normal life, you have to be able to control yourself in every aspect. The yesa tenuosa of the suge hanoosa, whatever the hanoa may be. So that's the general precious in Gashmius. The precious hayichudisi, the special precious that Balei Torah require or should have, hasher zeruzu aleho hatorah, that the Torah, as we'll see, urges us to practice, the haseichel, and the seichel requires it, is l'tkinus nafshosenu. This is already a higher madrega. The first precious that everybody does, must do, society must do, Hashem made a world in which precious is necessary just to have a normal life, that's for your gashmiyustika life. The Balei HaTorah have an added type of precious in order to be mesakin nafshosenu la'olam haba, Kavishan of Barla Kamun, as we will be explaining in the coming Perek Beis. We're in Perek Aleph now, in Mitzvah Hashem.